the forward coach for the Adelaide Football Club. His name is David Teague. David, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem at all.
What was the wash-up from the match? Obviously, it was a very draining affair, but you got up, you've had time, sorry, you got back, you've had time to do your review. What were the main points you took out of it?
Oh, look, we learned a lot off West Coast. They were really impressive the way they set up, particularly defensively. They slowed us down. When we could move the ball quickly and get through them, we looked quite dangerous. But when they slowed us down, we probably need to find another way to get through. So, look, we were happy with the way the guys went about it and competed really hard. Unfortunately, we came up against the better side.
Last half of that first quarter was pretty special footy, David.
No, there's no doubt. We played some really good football. We probably competed a little bit stronger at the contest. Early on, they jumped us in that area and they got field position. And then as the quarter went on, we started to match them in that area. And then we got out the back of them. They set up a real sort of zone through the middle of the ground to defend. And if you can get through, you can actually kick some easy goals. And you saw that. We kicked quite a few goals from the goal square. But the challenge is the way they play is they're banking on the theory you won't get through them a lot. In the end, that was the case. We couldn't get through them enough.
Gee, you were efficient inside 50 for the entire game. Didn't get a lot of inside 50s, but when you got it in there, you scored.
Yeah, it's probably on the back of the way they defend, as I was mentioning. They press the middle of the ground. They trap the ball. I think the number of times they could turn the ball over just outside their forward 50 and reload. It's the way they play, and they'll probably concede some easy goals quite often, but... Yeah, it's a style that's working for them at the moment.
And the second quarter, clearly the one that you would, put the most time into. They were able to score 8 goals and look really dominated the quarter. One of the things that we watched, and there was a couple of measures you tried to put in place to stop the momentum, but you just couldn't find a way to stem the bleeding.
Yeah, look, they were really good. They probably won it at the clearances. They got the ball forward and then, it was probably our inability to then get out of there. I think we had 6 inside 50s for the whole quarter, and kicked 1 point. So we just couldn't get the ball forward. It's a narrow ground, and it's quite a good ground to defend on if you can get field position, and they did that. And it's probably something we probably went a little bit slow with the ball, and we didn't test their defence out enough.
Their outside runners just cut you up. I can name a couple. You know who they are: Gaffer, Maston, and Shuey, and the like. Just random waves, David.
Yeah, they did. They're a little tougher than us inside, which is probably more the issue. If you can match them or beat them on the inside, those outside players don't hurt you. But unfortunately, they knocked us over pretty easily in contested ball, and it's something that has been a bit of a history with them. If you can match them in contested ball, you're a chance. But if they win contested ball, they're a very good side. They use the ball really well. And they took the game on, the speed of the game early. Every time they didn't really pay a mark, they just played on, and didn't allow us to set our defence. And it's probably similar to the way Port Adelaide played in the first quarter on the weekend against Collingwood. They really took the game on and they played quickly, so we need to be able to address that and hopefully have it right for this weekend.
Hard to counter a bloke who's 203 centimetres and can jump 203 centimetres and hit the ball wherever the hell he likes either, isn't it?
Yeah, look, he was outstanding, and as a coaching group, we thought he was the most influential player on the field. They had a lot of ball winners, but it was his ability to set them up, and it's hard to win the contested ball when he was doing what he was doing. And he's a great player. I had the luxury of working with him for 3 years, and he was probably going at about 50%. This year, we got a pre-season into him, and look, I think if he gets another pre-season into him next year, he's even going to be bigger and more dangerous.
Are you sensing the players getting back into the routine, David?
Yeah, they are as a playing group. Look, they've all got to, they're all going to deal with the circumstances differently, but as a coaching group and a playing group, they've been really good training. The intensity of training today was outstanding. We couldn't have asked for any more, to be honest. So in terms of reviewing the game, their mental application to that was excellent. Today, their physical application to training was first class. So, no, we think the players in a really good headspace, a really good physical position to take the game on this weekend, so we're really looking forward to it.
What about in terms of physically, Colcini's one who comes to mind. Is he going to be available? Is he training during the main session coming up this week?
Yeah, he will be. He'll be in the mix. He's got to get through training on Thursday, yep. So that'll be the day we find out, but all along he's had a bit of a sore back for quite a while, played with it. So we just want to get it right. When he's at his best, he's been a really important player to us. So we're hoping that he trains well Thursday and we'll be up for selection.
And a big job for Scotty Camporeale. Your experience, Dave, you're sitting right alongside him. How's he going?
Oh, look, he's doing a great job. You'd never think everyone would love to be a senior coach at AFL Football Club, but he's got the hardest job in the books in terms of the circumstances. But the way he's handled it, the way he's prepared the players and the group and kept everyone together, I think he has to hold his head high with the way he's coped with everything. It's not easy. You want to get on with the job. You're mindful of the emotions attached to the circumstance, and I think the way he's handled it, he's been absolute first class, and I've really enjoyed watching him do it because it's a really tough position, and full credit to him.
How much of Phil's vision is down there, the template of his game style, his structures, the way he wants to play? Because I know a lot of coaches keep it within. There's not a lot written down on paper or putting on computers and the whatnot. So Scotty and you and Johnny Worsford, all of you are now custodians of that and have to try and force this through this year to get the boys to play. What's there for you as a template to be able to do that as far as notes or vision or the whatnot, David?
Yeah, probably one of Phil's strengths was his clarity in his message, and everyone from the playing group to the coaches were really clear. He spent a lot of time early on educating the coaches for us then to be able to educate the players. So I think we're all very comfortable that we know the game style that we want to play. We're not going to change it. I think any club that tries to change the game style too much during the year, it's really hard. You just probably, as coaches now, is probably assessing where we are with each aspect and making sure that we're fine-tuning it, we're improving it, we're making sure that it holds up under intense pressure. So, the club are in a good position in terms of game plan, game style, and now it's up to the players to execute and the coaches to keep assessing and keep educating and improving on what we've done so far.
How much will Wusha be over here in Adelaide?
He's here permanently at the moment, so he's offered his services for the remainder of the year.
He'll probably be
up to the club with how long they need him, but he's been outstanding. He's a real sounding board. One of his biggest strengths at West Coast was just challenging the way you think, and right now he's a great support, not only for Scott, but for all the coaches in challenging, giving us some feedback on how we're doing things, is it the best way. And it's probably refreshing to a certain degree to have someone of his calibre come in and just give us some feedback on the way we're doing it. Why do you do it that way? And probably challenge us to think outside the square at times.
So he's coaching the coaches. He's looking at the overall and he's keeping you guys all down the road, if you like. At game day, sitting in the box, what's his role there for those that don't know?
It's similar. It's tactically, he's got a reasonable understanding of what we're trying to do, but he hasn't been through all the game plan and style like that. So, again, it's questioning us. It's just keeping us clear with our messaging to the players. So he's probably sitting back and he's not quite understanding what we're trying to say. Then is the players understanding it? So he has the ability then to question us. But, no, it's just more giving us... He still gives ideas. Obviously, he's a great football brain as well. So he still throws up the odd idea. But his main role in there is to make sure that we're running as a real smooth operating coaching group, and we're focusing on our areas, making sure they're getting done, and then also probably collaborating any information that he thinks may help any area or any coach to make sure that they can perform their role at the elite standard as Phil would like.
Do you get a sense that the players are looking forward to playing the game on the weekend?
I think they did last week, and probably my gut feel is yes. It's a tough time for players in terms of emotions, but the one thing they know how to do is they know how to play footy. Most of them have grown up playing the game because they love it, and getting out onto the oval is actually a release. They go out there and they do what comes natural. There's some emotion attached to it, but actually playing and executing their role and playing as a team is why you play football. You want to come together as a group and achieve something. So we've got another opportunity this weekend against some really good opposition, crosstown rivals, to go out there and execute what we want to. We'll go into the game with a plan, and it'll be a challenge for everyone to step up and execute their role in that plan. So, no, I think the players actually are really enjoying that opportunity to go out there and play football.
Just my last one, Dave. We got a text on this note. If a player just wasn't up to it to play, is there a vehicle or a comfortable way for him to just to have a rest? That's been voiced to the playing group?
Yeah, no, one of the things we made sure last week is that if a player wasn't ready, so the last thing we want to do is put a player in a position that he doesn't feel comfortable. So, no, they got the option and they were asked, every one of them was asked, do you want to play? Are you comfortable playing? And they all put their hand up, which was really exciting as a group and as a club. Like the way everyone's rallied together, our fans, the whole footy club, the playing group, each sort of department have sort of come together. So, I know this week the club are putting an opportunity for our supporters to get down to the riverbank there and watch the game on some live screens. And look, the support from everyone has been great. So the players are definitely, they're running out there because they want to play football.
No, that's great, David. Thanks again for joining us. As we've spoken about, it was a very memorable weekend of football, particularly for Adelaide on Saturday night. And you just got the feeling that whilst the players, they knew they had the support of the whole footy community, it wasn't until when the siren blew and they got that from opposition spectators in a physical sense that it really hit home and sunk in. And look, hopefully they'll be able to continue to move forward. And this week it does promise to be another, hopefully, memorable, very memorable game. So good luck, mate. Hope it all goes well for the club.
Cheers, guys. Really appreciate your support and all our fans have been outstanding.